family life should the worst happen to you. Premiums start from £5 a month and you'll get a £120 gift card if you apply before the 22nd of November. Protect your loved ones. Search Legal & General Life Insurance today. No cash in value. T's and C's apply.
This is LBC. Message Sheila Fogarty on WhatsApp now on 0345 60 60973.
I'll get to your calls again in a few moments, but I'm joined by a journalist in Northern Israel, freelance journalist Zach Anders. Good afternoon to you, Zach.
Good afternoon.
This news from America about Iran and its assumption now, I think, that there will be at least one ballistic missile attack on Israel. How's it been received there?
You know, it's quite tense. And some of the folks that I've come to know or get close with in Tel Aviv are making active plans tonight for where they can be that are close to shelters. This somewhat comes out of nowhere in their frame of mind. To get this news about Iran, I mean, we've been in this state of, well, Iran said they were going to respond to the killing of Haneya on their soil. That's now 2 months old, and that attack hasn't come, and it's been high rhetoric, and a lot of people have put that into the back of their minds, thinking that is just Iranian rhetoric. But with this news now, and I think probably the best indicator here that something serious, one of the presenters just mentioned that the news that the embassy, the American embassy, is telling staff to seek shelter immediately. I've been out here a while. I don't think I've ever seen the U.S. embassy, especially in Israel, give an order to that nature.
I'll keep it brief with you in that case because you're on the top of a hill there talking to us, so I won't keep you long, Zach. I noticed as well that Hezbollah in the last 20 minutes has said it's launched a strike on an airbase near Tel Aviv. So how you know, these are small geographical areas, aren't they? How far away would air bases typically be from the main built-up areas of places like Tel Aviv?
Everything's, like you said, very condensed, very compact. We saw some of the larger Hezbollah attacks within the last 10 days were coming in the north into the Haifa metro area, where there's an air base less than 5 miles away from downtown Haifa. What is the most concerning element here? Hezbollah, in the last 48 hours, I think we have seen enough evidence to be able to say they have been hit truly hard, that their capability to carry out attacks, large-scale attacks, has been seriously degraded. And that's based on the number of projectiles fired, rockets, missiles, drones, has dropped drastically. It's still over 100 today, the IDF tells me, of targets that have been intercepted over Israel at this point in the afternoon. But we've also noted, and some of our IDF sources have been sharing, that as they get to the scene of some of these rocket fall sites of what has been intercepted, they're noticing a distinct change in the kind of rockets that Hezbollah is firing here. They're larger. They carry more explosive. They pack a bigger punch. So these are Hezbollah for the last 11 months, every day has been firing at Israel, but largely these Katusha, these old Soviet rockets that can be launched off the bed of a truck, much smaller, much easier to intercept by air defenses here. What they've been lobbying over the last 24 hours, much larger, faster, larger, more powerful weapons. And I think that is symbolic of where this is going.
Is it likely that that escalation in size that's been noted by Israel is what's prompted them in recent days to just go in there and to continue those bombings of what they say are the bases from which these missiles are being launched?
You know, I've spent 11 months up here in Kiryat Shmona on this border covering the Hezbollah conflict. I back in November of last year, after the Hamas attack, was essentially told that, no, this war will end with us going into Lebanon. This war will end with us addressing Hezbollah. The matter of when that would take shape was a question that was left to the prime minister. And it sounds like that decision was made on the prime minister's end long time ago, that they would address Hezbollah. What we found out today during an IDF press conference, they told the media here in the north that they've actually been inside Lebanese territory with special forces more than 200 days of the last year. They've said they've been performing limited raids into areas, collecting intelligence. They haven't been actively attempting to destroy facilities, but they've been taking weapons away. They put some of the weapons that they said they collected in southern Lebanon on display for the media to take pictures of. some of these anti-tank guided rockets and essentially capturing Hezbollah's arsenal of what they would have active and ready to deploy in southern Lebanon for a ground confrontation they put on display today. What I found most interesting was 70 raids into Lebanese territory over 200 days, they say, and that in some of those raids, Israeli special forces spent more than three nights inside Lebanese territory and then returned. The fact that, as I've been monitoring Hezbollah channels intensely over the last 11 months, that we haven't really seen a whiff of this, that Hezbollah hasn't claimed that there's been penetration by Israeli special forces into their strongholds, I think is quite remarkable.
Well, you've answered the question I was going to ask, was did Hezbollah know this and ignore it or not know this? And it seems as though the answer is they didn't know this. It's interesting what you said there about the plan in some people's minds anyway was always going to turn their Israel's attentions to the north and to Hezbollah. Do you think that what would, I mean, it's hard to say exactly, but do you think that what would drive that would be in the shock of after the shock of October the 7th, just to say, on no account are we going to see a repeat of that in our northern region?
You know, it's a good question. The way I would answer this is by saying that these are two very different situations that Israel finds itself in. They ignored Hamas, largely. They ignored Hamas's capabilities, their ability to structure themselves as an organized army and combat them street to street inside Gaza. But Hezbollah has been, in their mindset, the number one foe, the largest enemy that they've been facing. So the amount of intelligence, the intelligence apparatus that is dedicated solely to Hezbollah, we're talking about hundreds, thousands of Israeli specialists that know Arabic, that listen to every phone call, that intercept every text, that has a massive amount of intelligence on Hezbollah. And they were ready to